Hey everyone, this is Zabeen. Now most of you might not know me, but I am just another you who wants to reach the heights of success. Have you ever thought, why am I my old self? Why are some people successful at my age and I am not? Why are some really popular and others just mediocre? Why are some people living a very happy life and others a sad? Hey everyone, this is the first episode of How Powerful Your Subconscious Mind Is. Now let me ask you these questions again. Have you ever thought, why am I my old self? Why are some people successful at my age and I am not? Why are some, really popular and others just mediocre? Why are some people living a happy life and others a sad? Now, what if I tell you that there's just one answer to all these questions? And that is the mindset. The wrong programming of your subconscious mind you've been doing for years, and I've been doing for years. So imagine people telling me, hey Zabeen, you know what? You're lazy. You're not good. You can't achieve anything in life. And I've been listening to this for years and years from my own family members, friends, to my teachers at university, and also that I've been growing up in such an environment where I've been constantly listening to this, and this has been fed in my subconscious mind. Now, let me tell you what my mind does, how it works with these thoughts. Now these incoming thoughts go inside my mind. Now what my mind does is it creates an emotion out of these thoughts. I start feeling insecure about myself. I start to lose my confidence. Now gradually this starts to become a belief. Now your mind looks for confirmation to what's been fed in your mind. Okay, now you don't consciously look for them, but you unconsciously look for them. For example, if I've uploaded a post on Instagram, and obviously there are going to be people who are going to comment on my post. And, even out of them, if one person tells me, you know what, Zabeen, you're really not good. You can't do anything. And my mind is going to take that one negative comment as a confirmation to what has been fed in my subconscious mind. And now I start to have a strong belief that I'm not good. I can't do anything, I start to have a very strong conviction. Now this grows strong each passing day. And this process keeps repeating, the thoughts coming in, then your mind creating an emotion out of these thoughts. It starts to become a belief and then a very, very strong belief. This keeps repeating. And finally, you accept that success isn't meant for me. I can't do anything in life. This is how your mind works. So your mind is categorized into three parts: your conscious, subconscious, and unconscious. Conscious is something that you're aware of the things around you. Now coming to subconscious, the power of subconscious is enormous. So I would describe it as, a servant that works on the orders of your conscious mind. So if you choose to send wrong messages to your subconscious mind, then your subconscious mind is going to deliver emotions relating to negativity like depression, anxiety, and fear, and this will affect your behavior. That's how your thoughts change into reality. Now to understand subconscious mind in a better way, let me give you an example. Now subconscious mind is maximum in kids. So if I ask you to touch a pointed sharp knife, would you do that? No, because it's going to hurt you. Now if I ask a kid to do the same, he's going to do it, because he doesn't know that it is dangerous for him. Now the moment he realizes that it is dangerous, the moment he gets hurt, this experience will be fed in his subconscious mind. So the next time you're going to tell the kid, to touch the knife, he is not, because his conscious mind is not going to let him do it because of the experience. Now imagine there's a door, and to the left side of the door there is a doorbell, and it's there for years and years. So every time you want to ring the bell, you always use your left hand. So now for some reason the doorbell is shifted to the right side of the door. So now every time you want to ring the bell, you automatically raise your left hand, because your subconscious mind is going to think that the doorbell is still at the left side of the door, right? So it is going to take time for your subconscious mind to delete the information and take in new information that the doorbell is shifted at the right side of the door. So now just imagine how much trash we've been sending to our subconscious mind, saying that we can't do this, this isn't meant for me, this isn't my cup of tea, I can't do this, I'm not good at this, I'm bad at this. So the next question is, how do I reprogram my subconscious mind to achieve my goals? So the first step towards reprogramming your subconscious mind is to hunt for goals. Now, while others are hunting for airdrops in PUBG, you go and hunt for your goals. Write them down on a piece of paper and put it on a mirror so that you can look at it every day. The second thing is to focus. Stop focusing on people who demotivate you, discourage you, and start to focus on the positive things, like, you know, the positive thing on why you can do it more than why you can do it. The third thing is to visualize your goal, to form a mental image. Start to imagine yourself in that position you want to see yourself, maybe after next 10 years or 15 years. The final step is to repeat. Keep repeating and be consistent till it's fed in your subconscious mind. With this, I've come to the end of the audio. This audio is inspired by the book The Power of Subconscious Mind, written by Joseph Murphy, which was recommended to me by my sister. This book has changed me, changed the way I look at myself now. It has brought charisma, I reprogrammed myself, and I feel you could do the same. Thank you.